heading over to Texas to chat with Susie about flooring. I hear you've got a situation where the floors are falling apart. What's going on, Susie?
Yes, we put down some ceramic Italian white slate from Lowe's, about 1,700 square feet of it. It was supposed to be high grade, grade four, high traffic. We have no children. We have no traffic. It is pitting just terrible. Hmm. And when it pits, underneath, evidently because it does, the color doesn't go all the way through, what I'm seeing is the red clay look underneath.
Hmm. So this is like a painted kind of a slate?
I'm assuming it is.
Yeah. Do you know what the manufacturer was?
I don't. I've still got a box of it. I just don't know what to do.
I mean, it sounds like whatever surface coating that was baked onto there, because that's essentially what it must be. It must be some sort of a glazed tile.
Is failing.
Yes.
Okay.
Is not sticking.
Right.
Right.
And there's no easy solution there. How long has this floor been down?
This floor has been down a total of 3 years.
Here's what I would do. I would get up that box of the unused tile. I would go back to the manufacturer, right? Contact them directly.
If they're still in business.
Let's hope they are. Contact them directly. Find out what the warranty is on there. Perhaps you can get in touch with them, send some photos, and see what they have to say about it, because it sounds like you've got a bad finish on that.
Possibly. Can I restain the whole floor?
Mm,
the grout and the tile?
Don't know. Depends on what the material is. There are concrete stains that probably could be used for this, but you really have to test it out on something first. And perhaps if you got some extra tile, you could do that.
I wouldn't do anything before I contacted the manufacturer.
Yeah, I wouldn't go experimenting.
All right. And my last question for, can I put a wood floor laminate down on top of this?
Yes. You would use an engineered hardwood, or you could use a laminate floor. Either product would be fine. You don't have to take up the old tile. It can float right on top of that. Just remember, you're going to be a little bit higher. You're going to have to do some trimming where it hits the walls, but that's a good solution.
That's not a problem. And we just put in the Rheem tankless, and we love it.
Yay!
Wow, fantastic.
I am shocked. You know, it's the size of two shoeboxes.
I know, it's so tiny, right?
It's just incredible.
And have you ever run out of hot water since you put in the Rheem?
Only if you run out of cold water. And then you're really in trouble.
That's right.
We love it. Thank you. Love your show.
Susie, that's fantastic. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.